जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जयो यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यमुना तीरवन चारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जयो यशोदानंदन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो ब्रज जनरंजन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी Thank you.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कही श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। नेताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 14। हिरण्यं गामहि ग्रामान् हस्त्यश्वान् नृपतिर्वरान् प्रादात् स्वन्नं च विप्रेभ्यः प्रजातीर्थे सतीर्थवित्। हिरण्यं गामहीं ग्रामान् हस्त्यश्वान् नृपतिर्वरान् प्रादात् स्वन्नं च विप्रेभ्यः प्रजातीर्थे सतीर्थवित्। हिरण्यं गामहीं ग्रामान् हस्त्यश्वान् नृपतिर्वरान् प्रादास्वन्नं च विप्रेभ्यः प्रजातीर्थे सतीर्थवित्। माताजी, हिरण्यम गोल्ड, गाम काउस, महीम लैंड, ग्रामान विलेजेस, हस्ती एलिफेंट्स, अश्वान हॉर्सेस, नृपति द किंग, वरान रिवॉर्ड्स, प्रादात गिव इन चैरिटी, सुवन्नम गुड फूड ग्रेन्स, च एंड विप्रेभ्यः अंटू द ब्राह्मणास, प्रजातीर्थे ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ गिविंग इन चैरिटी ऑन द बर्थ ऑफ अ सन। सह ही तीर्थवित, वन हु नोज हाउ व्हेन एंड वेयर चैरिटी इज टू बी गिवन। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Upon the birth of a son, the king, who knew how, where and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses and good food grains to the brahmanas. Purport. Only the brahmanas and sannyasis are authorized to accept charity from the householders. In all the different occasions of sanskaras, especially during the time of birth, marriage and death, wealth is distributed to the brahmanas, because the brahmanas give the highest quality of service in regard to the prime necessity of humankind. The charity was substantial in the shape of gold, land, villages, horses, elephants and food grains. with other materials for cooking, complete foodstuff. The Brahmanas were not therefore poor in the actual sense of term. On the contrary, because they possessed gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and sufficient grains, they had nothing to earn for themselves. They would simply devote themselves to the well-being of the entire society. The word Tirthvit is significant because the king knew well where and when charity has to be given. Charity is never unproductive or blind. In the Shastras, charity was offered to person who deserved to accept charity by dint of spiritual enlightenment. The so-called Daridra Narayan, a misconception of the Supreme Lord by unauthorized persons, is never to be found in Shastras as the object of charity. Nor can a poor, wretched man receive such munificent charity in the way of horses, elephants, land, and villages. The conclusion is that the intelligent man or the Brahmanas specifically engaged in service of the Lord were properly maintained without anxiety for the needs of the body, and the king and the other householders gladly looked after all their comforts. It is enjoined in the Shastras that as long as the child is joined with the mother by the navel pipe, the child is considered to be one body with the mother. But as soon as the pipe is cut, and the child is separated from the mother, the purificatory process of Jata Karma is performed. The administrative demigods and past forefathers of the family come to see a newly born child, and such an occasion is specifically accepted as the proper time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of the society. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सागणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सागणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, so welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a wonderful section of Bhagavatam going on in the first canto, which is divided into three parts. The first part of this first canto is first three chapters in which the sages, they ask six questions in the first chapter and Suta Goswami answers all of them. Then the second part is the sages again ask four questions to Suta Goswami regarding the history of Bhagavatam, where it was written, how it was written. Please describe the meeting of Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So it goes on from 4th chapter to 7th chapter, 11th verse. And then after this, the third part of the first canto describes the activities of Parikshit Maharaj. So when sages, they asked 4 questions to Suta Goswami regarding the birth and the activities of Parikshit Maharaj. So Suta Goswami, he begins the narration by describing the background of Mahabharata, where Ashwatthama, he killed the sons of Draupadi and he was chased and arrested by Arjun. Then Krishna, he saved them. He saved Pandavas, he saved Parikshit. He was leaving. Then Kunti Maharani came, offered her prayers. And then Suta Goswami, in the flow of narrating, he went on a detour and he went on to describe the feelings of Hastinapur Vasis as Krishna was departing from Hastinapur. Then feelings of Dwaraka Vasis as Krishna entered Dwaraka. And then after hearing all this, the sages of Naimisharan, they reminded Suta Goswami that, you know, we had asked a question and you went on a detour. So they remind him again that in the 4th chapter we had asked this question, you know, Abhimanyu Sutam Suta Prahur Bhagavatottama Tasya Janma Mahasharyam Karmani Cha Granihina. Please tell us about the activities, the birth of Parikshit Maharaj. And then you went on a detour, you started describing so many things. So now in this 12th chapter, again the sages, they remind Suta Goswami that please tell us about the birth. You know, you stopped there in between and you went and described something else only. So in the 2nd verse, again sages, they ask, Tasya janma mahabuddhe karmani cha mahatmana nidhanam cha yathaivatsit sapretya gatavan yatha. Please describe the glorious activities and death of Parikshit Maharaj. And then Suta Goswami, he starts the narration again about the birth, about how he was saved by the Lord in the womb of his mother. He saw Krishna as a size of a thamba, angushta matram amalam, wearing beautiful helmet and jewelry, and how he was protecting him from the brahmastra of Ashwatthama. And that's how he was named as Parikshit, because when he came out of the womb, he was always searching, who was the person I saw in the womb? He was doing pariksha. Ye the kya nahi, ye the kya. He was doing pariksha. That's why he's called as Parikshit. So the sages of Naimisharan, they had asked about Krishna in the 3rd chapter. In the 1st chapter, please tell us about Bruhina Shraddhanasya Tasya Karmani Udarani. Please tell us about the various pastimes of Krishna. And now they are asking about the pastimes of devotee. So Krishna Katha and Vaishnava Katha, they are both very potent. They are equally powerful to purify our hearts. In fact, in the 3rd canto, Vidura, he asks Maitreya about Swayambhuva Manu. There he asks Maitreya that, please tell me about the charitra, the activities and the character of Swayambhuva Manu, who is Adi Raja. Charitam tasya rajarshe Adi Rajasya Sattama. He is the Adi Raj, he is the original king. So Maitreya may ask, why do you want to hear about the kings of the world? They are materialistic. So Vidura says, no, no, no. He is not a materialistic king. Bruhi me Shraddhanasya Vishwaksena Ashraya Hiyasav. Because he has taken shelter of Vishwaksena. That's why we want to hear about. I want to hear about Swayambhuva Manu. So similarly, the sages, they are also asking about Parikshit Maharaj, who was in a material sense a king, but still he was a great devotee of the Lord. He was Bhagavatottama. Therefore, we should try to hear about Krishna and devotees also. Krishna Katha and devotee Katha, Vaishnava Katha, they are equally important. Shrutasya Pumsam Suchira Shramasya Nanvanjasa Suri Biriditvarthaha Tat Tadgunanu Shravanam Mukunda Padar Vindam Hridayeshu Yesham. So Bhagavatam describes that if somebody is endeavoring to hear from the mouth of the spiritual master, what they should hear? Tat Tadgunanu Shravanam Mukunda, they should hear about the glories of the devotees of the Lord. Why? Because they have Krishna in their heart. Padar Vindam Hridayeshu Yesham. So therefore, Shaunakadirishis, they want to hear about the various wonderful pastimes and activities of Parikshit Maharaj. So Sudh Goswami described how he was protected by the Lord and then he appeared. And in this verse, Yudhishthira Maharaj is so very happy on the birth of Parikshit that he is distributing so much of the wealth, is distributing land, gold, horses, elephants. Prabhupada writes a beautiful line. The word Tirthavit is significant because the king knew well where and when charity has to be given. Charity is never unproductive or blind. So Bhagavad Gita also Krishna describes what type of charity should be given. Tirthavit. One should know when to give charity, whom to give charity, why to give charity. Dātavyam iti yad dānam dīyate anupakārine deshe kāle cha pātre cha tad dānam sātvikam smritam. One should know why we should give charity, to whom the charity should be given. So this word tīrthvit is very, very important, and we'll be discussing on this verse. How we should know when to do things, because Krishna consciousness is all about, right persons doing right things at right time, at right place, in right consciousness. So these are the five things we'll be discussing, So Srila Prabhupada, he was telling that, so if we are not giving charity to a right person, then, the person may not appreciate also. So there is one pastime Prabhupada was telling himself, that when he was a householder, it was a British time and it was colonial rule. So Srila Prabhupada, he was telling that, we were eating good quality basmati rice. And we had few servants in our home. So Srila Prabhupada, he thought that we should give best quality rice to the servants also. Why? Because Prabhupada, he makes a very wonderful point. He says, even though one pays his servants, but still one becomes indebted to them as they are rendering some service. Accepting service is a serious thing and it can be very much complicating. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to do some extra service to these servants by giving them good quality basmati rice. And he started giving them. And it went on for some time. And one day, one of the servants came and he said, sir, we are so very happy and satisfied serving you. We have no complaints. But we have just one request, Actually, that this rice we are not able to digest. We want that old, our regular rice, So Prabhupada started laughing. He said, just see, I am giving him first class rice and he is unable to tolerate. That's how the modes work. He desires third class rice. Cheaper quality rice. So therefore, Prabhupada wanted to give something good, but the person didn't appreciate it. So therefore, we should know in Krishna consciousness, desh kala vibhaga. Time, place and circumstance is very, very important. Because in scriptures it is said, in Katha Upanishad, there is a very powerful verse where it is described that spiritual life is like a sharpened razor edge. Uttishta jagrata prapya varan nibodata. Get up, wake up, you have got this human form of life. Take to the spiritual process, spiritual realization path. Because shurasya dhara nishita duratyaya. This spiritual life, the path of self-realization is very difficult, like a razor's edge. Durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. And even great people, learned scholars, they have this opinion. It is very, very difficult to, trade on this spiritual path. It is like a razor's edge. So therefore, we have to be really careful. Why it is razor's edge? Because so many things we have to take care of, Right person, right time, place, circumstance, consciousness. So many things. And if you make circles, the intersection of five circles, it leaves a very, very tiny intersection point. And we have to work in that. That's why it is very, very difficult. So we'll be discussing some of the pastimes from Bhagavatam where all these things come. So first is right person. So Vidura, he is traveling to all the holy places because he is insulted by Duryodhan, and he keeps his bow at the door and he left the Swayam Dhanurdwari Nidhayamana Bhratu Pura Marma Sutaritopi. He went to so many places. He went to Prabhas. He understood that Krishna has departed, all the Yadus have departed. Then he met Uddhavaji at the bank of Yamuna. And he heard from Uddhava so many pastimes of Krishna, starting from the birth. And then Uddhavaji told him that, you know, when I was there with Krishna under this banyan tree in Prabhas Kshetra, Krishna described me his paramam sthiti, that knowledge which he didn't even give to Brahmaji, knowledge of the gopis and the Brajavasis, that Braja Bhava. So he didn't tell what was the knowledge, and then he was departing. So Uddhavaji, as he was departing, Vidura, he requests Uddhava, can you please give that knowledge which Krishna gave you? So now it is a very interesting thing. It is a right thing, you know, Uddhavaji, he was told to describe Krishna Katha. Right thing. It was the right time. Vidurji himself is asking. It is not that on his own he is requesting. On his own he is telling. No, it was the right time because he was asked. It was the right place in Vrindavan. And Uddhavaji is in the highest of the consciousness. But still he didn't speak Krishna Katha. Why? Because he understood that he is not the right person to speak Krishna Katha there. Prabhupada writes, although one may be well versed in transcendental science, one should be very careful about the offense of Maryada Vyatikram. Why? What is the danger of Maryada Vyatikram? Prabhupada, he elaborates. By surpassing a greater personality, one loses his duration of life, opulence, fame, piety and blessings. Ayu Shriyo Yasho Dharmam Loka Nashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahad Atikramaha. So if we surpass the great personalities, then we lose all these things. Our life, wealth, auspiciousness, fame, piety, everything is lost. So there is spiritual lethargy, means when you are told to do something and we are lazy and we don't do it because of our comfort level. And there is something called a spiritual impertinence. Spiritual impertinence means doing something for which we are not qualified for. So therefore Prabhupada writes a very strong statement in this purport. He says, the rule is that in the presence of higher personality, one should not be eager to impart instructions, even if you are qualified to do so, even if you are competent and well-versed. Because Lord never tolerates the impertinence of Maryada Vyatikram. One may be well-versed, but Lord never tolerates that. So therefore, it is not about our ability, it is about our eligibility. And Uddhavji, he considered himself not right person. That's why he didn't speak anything about Krishna, the further pastimes. He said, if you want to hear about those instructions, then you please go to Maitreya. Because he was thinking, I am a younger person. Vidura is like my father. How can I instruct a person who is at the stature of my father? So therefore, he didn't give any instructions. So that was the right, we should know, am I the right person to do this service? Then second is, we should do the right things. We all know what are the right things in Krishna consciousness. Vaishnava, Seva, Nama, Ruchi, Jiva, Daya. These are the things we have to cultivate. Utsaha, Nishchay, Dhairya. All these are the right things. Anukulasya, Sankalpa, Pratikulasya, Varjanam. But we have to be careful to apply these principles in right way also. We'll see one classic example from Bhagavatam about Jivadaya. The principle of compassion which comes in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Bharat Maharaj, such a great king, gave up everything. Yo dustyajan, dhara sutan, surid rajyam, ridis prisha, jaho yuveva malavat uttama shloka lalasa. Just to attain the Lord, he gave up everything. His family, wife, kingdom, children, relatives, prosperity, everything, any? Went to forest and is doing intense tapasyas to such an extent that he reached the stage of bhava. And one day, as he is doing his tapasya, meditation, oblations in the fire, he sees a small deer trying to cross the river and a lion roared somewhere. And this deer was pregnant and she gave birth to a fawn. And that small baby deer was drowning. So it is a natural heart of a devotee that he feels compassion. And he saved that deer. So Prabhupada writes very strong purports in these verses. He says, spiritual salvation and liberation from material bondage must be worked out with great caution. It is the right thing to do to show compassion, but it should be worked out with great caution. Otherwise, a little discrepancy, Shurasyadara, it is a razor's edge, little discrepancy will cause one to fall down. Prabhupada writes, our compassion should raise one from material platform to spiritual platform. But we should be careful that we don't get entangled. Just like we know the story, one time devotees, they went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please give your blessing so that, you know, we are planning to do book distribution in nightclubs because many people come there. So Prabhupada said, okay, you have my blessings, but make sure you come back also. You know. So when we are doing compassion, we should be very, very careful. Because Bharat Maharaj's compassion, because of that compassion, he again was entangled in this material life. And to such an extent, he forgot his sadhana. He started neglecting his daily routine activities. So again Prabhupada writes, we have to be very cautious in executing our spiritual duties. We should never ever give up our yagya dana tapak karma natyajyam karyam evatat yagyo danam tapashyaiva pavanani manishinam. On the pretext of showing compassion to people, we should not forget our sadhana. Oh, I'll do some more preaching and I'll compromise my sadhana, my reading. They are both equally important. So therefore, Bharat Maharaj, he started getting entangled. And Prabhupada writes, if one is actually sympathetic to the society, we should try to raise them to spiritual consciousness. Bharat Maharaj forgot that this deer can never be raised to spiritual consciousness. He got entangled in the material comforts, taking care of the material comforts of the deer. And Bharat Maharaj, he started giving all the logic and reasoning why he is protecting this deer. He says, just see, it is the duty of a renounced person to take care of the surrendered people. This small deer has surrendered to me. Prabhupada writes, the social welfare workers, they forget that it is impossible to improve the material conditions. Sukham indriya kam daitya dehinam deha yoginam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham mayatnatah tat prayaso na kartavyo yatha ayu vayaparam natatha vindate shemam mukunda charanambujam. Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends, oh my dear friends, O sons of the Daityas, please do not endeavor for happiness in this world which is available in all the species of life. Sarvatra labhyate. Just like nobody endeavors for pain and miseries, but still it comes. Similarly, happiness will come even if you don't endeavor for it. So then what should we endeavor for? Mukunda charanam bhujam. We should endeavor to attain the lotus feet of the Lord Mukunda. So, Prabhupada writes, one should never ever give up his interest in favor of, interest of attaining Vishnu's favor at any cost. That should be the prime focus of all the spiritualists. While doing the social welfare or showing compassion for people in general, we should not forget our own spiritual practices. So that comes out very prominently in this pastime. Prabhupada writes a very important line. Although we may see that a spiritualist like Bharat Maharaj was at the stage of bhava, he fell down. But why this happened? We should understand that whatever happens in life of a devotee, Krishna is personally orchestrating the events in the life of a devotee. Prabhupada writes a very important line in the purport. He says, because Bharat Maharaj, he was overwhelmed, ultimately he became deer. But Prabhupada writes that actually, somebody may say that he was experiencing and suffering his prarabdha karma. Prabhupada writes, there are two types of prarabdha karma. One is an auspicious prarabdha karma and other is inauspicious prarabdha karma. What is an auspicious prarabdha karma? This occurs by the will of the Lord. Lord arranges to give our karma in such a way so that our desire and longing to meet the Lord increases all the more. Lord does it to intensify our bhakti. That is the auspicious prarabdha karma. It is our prarabdha karma, but Lord has manipulated it in such a way that we become more serious and more intense longing for Krishna. And what is inauspicious prarabdha karma? That which makes us absorbed more in material life. So if somebody is suffering the results of his sinful activities and that is making him more attached and more intense in Krishna conscious activities, that is auspicious. That is desirable. That's why Kunti Maharaj is there, more problems, vipada, santuta, sashvat, tatra, tatra, jagat guru. So Prabhupada writes that to immediately rectify his mistake, Lord personally made this arrangement and gave him the body of deer. And it was a mercy because he remembered his past life even in the body of deer. Which deer remembers his past life? And he was anxious to get out of this deer body. And he was very, very serious. He would not go with other deers. He would go and meet and stay with the devotees as a deer. So that is how we have to understand that Krishna orchestrates the life of a devotee so that the devotee comes closer to him. And actually, you know, devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, they are also working just for this purpose, to bring people close to Krishna. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he was in the last few days of his life in this world, in 1977, in May, So he was telling Tamal Krishna Maharaj that now you should take care of all the management and free me so that I can do all the chanting and translating Bhagavatam, because this is for the welfare of people. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, out of his humility, said, Prabhupada, what can I do? I am simply a fool. You have to give me intelligence. Then only we can do this management. Prabhupada answered very nicely. He said, as long as you remain a fool, then I can instruct you. But when you think you are very intelligent, then nothing is possible. So devotees, they are always working for the welfare, and whatever they are doing, they want to bring people close to Krishna. So that's how we have to understand that Bharat Maharaj, he did the right thing. He was the right person. He was the only person saving that deer. Right time, the deer was drowning. Right place in the forest, nobody else was there. And he was doing the right, he was in right consciousness to save. But he did it for a longer duration of time. And that was not the right thing. So compassion when showed, material compassion, he was showing compassion for the body for a longer period of time. That was not the right thing. But the best part of this story is, this pastime is, although he was trapped in the body of deer, but his Krishna consciousness was protected. He remembered his past life. So Prabhupada writes, this is a special compassion for a special concession for a devotee. Tathanate madhavatava kakvachit brashyanti marga tvaibadda saurida. Toyabhigupta vicharena nirbhaya vinayikani kapamurdha suprabhu. Devotees, they may fall down, but they don't fall down like materialists and impersonalists. Tatha nate madhava tavaka. The devotees of madhava, brashyanti marga, they may fall down from their path. Toi baddha saurida, because they are attached to your lotus feet. Therefore, surely they cross this ocean of birth and death. Toya abhigupta vicharena nirbhaya, they fearlessly travel this entire world. Vinayikani kapamurdha suprabho. So that's how Srila Prabhupada is teaching us through his purports, and this pastime is teaching us that we have to be really focused. A small deviation may cost many lifetimes. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, not a single moment should be wasted in frivolous talk, sleep or voracious eating. And of course, a devotee should be very, very repentant for whatever mistakes he has performed, Prabhupada writes. By constant repentance, he became completely detached. The small deer, he became detached. He was repenting. Oh, I was at the stage of bhava. I became attached to a small deer. And I left my wonderful chance. So this repentance is the fire of purification for a devotee. Krishna also tells Uddhava that this repentance purifies my devotee. Although he may be engaged in some materialistic activities because of his previous conditionings. I know this is not to be done, but still I am doing it. Because of my anarthas, my conditionings. But still I repent for it. Jata shraddho mat kathasu nirvinna sarva karmasu ved dukkhatmakan kaman parityago api anishvara. I know this is wrong, but still I cannot give it up. Then what I do? I repent. Repent for my sinful activities. So therefore he was not doing the right thing. Third is right time. So in this purport, Prabhupada writes that all these samskaras, they have to be done. When the child takes birth, jata samskara has to be performed. So in our path of devotional service, we have to learn to do right things at right time. You know, this namakaran and all the samskaras, they are very important to be performed at a right time. In 10th canto also, we hear the story when Krishna was in Gokula, Vasudev was worried. He was counting days. Now Krishna is 3 days, 4 days old, now 1 month old. Now after some time he understood, now it is time for his Namakaran Sanskar. So he sent Gargacharya. Gargacharya, when he reached Gokula, he had come with this purpose. But he was not so enthusiastic to do this service on his own. So he said, if I initiate your son, if I give name to your son, people will think he is a son of Vasudev. Yadunamam acharya khyatascha bhuvi sarvada sutam maya samskritam te manyate devaki sutam. But Nanda Maharaj also requested, no, this is a very, very important thing to be done at this time. Please give name to my child, to my children. Nobody will come to know. Alakshito asmin rahasi mamakair api gobraje. Kuru dvijati samskaram swasti vachan. Nobody will come to know. You please do this namkaran samskar. So therefore there are so many samskars, 16 samskars mentioned in the scriptures. Every samskar is to be done at a proper time. Timing is very important. You know, garbhadan samskar before conceiving, then pumsavan samskar, simantonayam samskar. So many samskars are there. They are all done at proper time. So therefore, we have to understand that we have achieved this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu is distributing this mercy freely to everyone. Chaitanya avatare vahe prema amrita vanya sabajiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya jevanyae jena bhase sei jiva char koti janme kabhutar nahi kanistar. So Mahaprabhu is distributing his mercy everywhere freely. But we have to be at the right time, at the right place. Just like, you know, in afternoon every day, 12:40, Mahaprasad of the Lord comes in the kitchen for distribution. But if somebody is not there at the right time, he'll miss it. If somebody is sitting somewhere else in his office or in room, then he'll not get the Mahaprasad. He has to be there at right time. So that's how we have to understand. You know, in the beginning we are told that you can chant any time. Yes, it's true, we can chant any time. But we have the experience, you know, coming in the morning and chanting, it is more conducive, you know, to chant quality rounds. So we have to prioritize what to do when. Because anyways we have to do our sadhana. Anyways we have to do our seva. So we have to plan in such a way that we do it at the right time to attract Krishna, to catch Krishna in our hearts. One time Govinda Mataji was telling a very wonderful thing. She was saying that Prabhupada once told her to tie her hair in a knot. You know, generally ladies, they tie their hair. So Prabhupada told you should tie your hair in a knot so that in that knot you can catch Krishna. And he said, you know, even brahmacharis, they tie their shikha. Why? Because they can catch Krishna in that knot. So that's what Prabhupada said. So basically whatever we are doing, it is to attract Krishna. Even while dealing with the devotees, we have to be careful to use right words at the right time. You know, as we all know, when we give a feedback, we should think, am I the right person? Am I in right consciousness? Is it the right time? Is it the right place? Is it the right way? You know, so many things have to be considered just to give feedback, just to speak properly. One time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was telling that, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and one devotee, Yashodanandan Maharaj, he gave a class. And he criticized some false gurus. It was the right thing to do. But Prabhupada, he was very strong. He was displeased. He said, we must speak positive. This criticizing tendency will not attract anyone. We must ourselves be ideal. We should not criticize others. We should just put the positive and right things in front. So that's how we have to do right things at right time. Timing is very important. And we know the wonderful story, pastime, which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shivananda Sen, every year he would take all the devotees for yatra. Entire yatra was sponsored. Food, accommodation, everything. And sometimes in yatras it happens, you don't get your accommodation on time or prasad on time. So Nityanand Prabhu, he became disturbed and he cursed that Shivananda Sen's son will die. So the wife of Shivananda Sen, when she heard this, she started crying. So Shivananda Sen said, oh, why are you crying, oh foolish woman? This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So as he came to, you know, pacify Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu kicked him on his chest. And Shivananda Sen was all the more happy. I received mercy of Lord. But one person was not so happy. That was a nephew of Shivananda Sen, Shrikanta Sen. So he thought, you know, what does this Nityananda Prabhu think of himself? My uncle is also associate of Lord Chaitanya. You know, how can he behave like this? My uncle is doing so much service. So he left the devotees and he went ahead to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and complained to him. And generally it is custom that when you go in front of the Lord, you remove your upper cloth. That is still there in the South Indian temples. So when this person, Shrikant Sen, appeared in front of Mahaprabhu Govinda, he is saying, Petangi gaye kore dandavat namaskar, Govinda kahe Shrikant aage petangi utar. You know, Hare, he is doing namaskar without removing the upper cloth. Govinda, he is saying, remove your upper cloth, it is an offense. But Mahaprabhu, he knows the heart of everyone. Prabhu kahe Shrikant asiya che payamano dukh, kichuna baliha karuka yata ihara sukh. So Mahaprabhu is saying, oh Govinda, please don't tell him anything. This is not the right time to give him feedback. Because he is pained at heart. So therefore, please don't speak. And Shrikant Sen, he was so touched by hearing these words of Mahaprabhu, he didn't complain. He just went back happy. He understood that Lord as, Lord knows my heart. That's how we have to be really careful, doing things at right time. Then right place is also important. You know, for pure devotees, the place doesn't matter. They can practice bhakti anywhere. Just like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he would sit in the toilet and chant because so many materialists, they would come and ask for benedictions. But for sadhakas, practicing bhakti at the right place is very important. We all have the experience coming to temple and chanting or, you know, sitting with devotees and chanting. It is so very nice and conducive to chant quality rounds. You know, so therefore, place is also very important. Classic example of, you know, a person reaching a wrong place is Ajamil. You know, he was the right person. He was given the seva, right thing. He was doing the seva. He was the right person. Right timing, okay, service was given, he went. But by chance, by mistake, he reached at the wrong place. although he had all the wonderful qualities, ayam hi shruta sampanna shilavritta gunalaya satyavrata mridu danta satyavak mantravit suchi. So many qualities we had, we can't even memorize the qualities, what to speak of having those qualities. He had all these qualities, but because he was not so strong in the practice of devotional service and he was there at the wrong place, therefore, although he tried to control his mind, but his mind was affected by lust. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says a very nice statement. He says, self-control is best maintained by avoiding places that require self-control. You know, if you want to control your senses, please don't go to the place where you have to control your senses. You know, if I am passing by this street and that, vada pav wala, the smell will come and I'll be attracted. I know I have eaten that vada pav in the past, before coming to Krishna consciousness, it has kanda lasun also. But I like that smell, like that taste. You will be attracted. So better don't go by that street. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, you know, he gives the example of a tortoise. Yada samharate chayam kurmongani vasarvasha indriyandriyarthibhya tasya pragya pratishtita. You know, just control all your senses. Don't go to that place which requires sense control. So that's how we have to be really careful of doing right things at right time, at right place. And when we are in association of devotees, that is the greatest savior. You know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was telling that one time Prabhupada received a letter from Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He was doing preaching in Dhaka and he sent his report. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was, you know, reading that letter to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada smiled and said, yes, this is the success. You know, I have no other motive. I have come to make people happy. That's how great devotees they do. They always want to give their association to people so that they can be elevated. That's why he has made this ISKCON, he made this association of devotees. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, you are the greatest enemy of modern civilization. And Prabhupada said, yes, I am the greatest enemy, and it is a regular war declared. So therefore, we have to be at the right place in association of devotees. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sudhapaga nasadhavo bhagavata sadashraya. Nayatra yagyesha makama hotsava suresha loko pinavaisha sevyatam. So a devotee is not interested in staying at a place where there is no Krishna katha, no festivals for the pleasure of the Lord performed, no association of devotees. Devotee is not interested in staying in that place, even if it is heaven. That's how we have to be. And lastly, right consciousness is very important. In what consciousness we are doing our services? We may be the right person, right thing, right time, right place, but if we are not having right consciousness, we'll not get the result. And thus, in a wonderful story, pastime of Brahmaji comes in the third canto. After he got darshan of the Lord, Lord, you know, gave him mercy, he gave his own darshan, he talked to him. Brahmaji, he asks four things, four requests he makes to the Lord. Very wonderful, important requests. How to maintain our consciousness. He tells, my Lord, please empower me so that I can do this service properly. So that I can create material personalities like Marichi and spiritual personalities like Narada. Empowerment. Prayers for empowerment, because we know I have no strength on my own. Everything is given by the Lord. That should be the consciousness. Nothing belongs to me. Shabda khe paurusham rishu. All the power is given by the Lord. Tadvai dhanushtai shavaratho hayaste. Soham rathi nipataya tadanamanti. Arjuna is telling, after he was returning from Dwaraka and all the wives of Krishna were stolen by some cowherd men, Arjuna, he is contemplating, this is the same chariot, same bow, same horses, I am the same warrior, but still I could not do anything because sarvam shanena tadabhu dasadisha riktam, everything became null and void because Krishna took away all my powers. So therefore Brahmaji is asking, please empower me, O my Lord. Second is more important prayer. He says, you know, when I'll be doing this service, service means rajogun, passion. You have to do something, you have to create something, means rajogun. So he's asking for protection for his bhakti. He says, oh my Lord, please protect me from false ego. I should not think that I am the doer. I should always be in this understanding that I am just servant. Srijyam srijami srishtoham. That's what he tells to Narada. I am just creating what is already created by the Lord. So one thing is to do the service. Other thing is not to be proud after doing that service. That is more important. So therefore, you know, I was hearing one class by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, he was telling that success in the mission of the Lord and individual success, both are important. We may be doing big, big services, you know, doing so many of the wonderful activities in Krishna consciousness, increasing the preaching activities of, you know, the ISKCON, but what is our consciousness? Individual success is also equally important. You know, if I forget that I am doing it by the mercy of the Lord, then it is all, and the purpose is defeated. The moment we start taking credit for whatever we have done, the purpose is defeated. So that's how we have to be careful. Third thing which he prays is, oh my Lord, please save me from deviating from Vedic scriptures. This knowledge of you always should always remain fresh in my heart, because it is so very easy to get distracted. So these are the various things which Brahmaji asks. But interesting thing is, even if by mistake, although Bharat Maharaj, he was doing the wrong thing, although Ajamil, he was at the wrong place, but ultimately both of them, all of them attained perfection. Although Krishna consciousness is a razor's edge, but Bhagavatam also says, even if you run with your eyes closed, you will not trip or fall. Yana sthaya naro rajan na pramadet karichit dhavan nimilyava netre naskhalen na patediha. You will never trip or fall. Because Krishna is there working for a devotee's life and progress in Krishna consciousness. So that's how we have to understand doing right things, right time, right place, right consciousness. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare.